Hof Tes Kislev, Hey Chanukah, Sunday the 17th of December, Rabbi Beryl Knopfler, Chanukah. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Rabbi Judy Rosenberg, the Ulishmas, his mother, Alta Chana Necha, Bas Menachem Eliezer, Aleha Shalom, on her first yacht site.
It's actually lucky that I knew about this share last week, because we didn't get one of these hanging in our shul. No, it's always there.
It's always there.
It's always there. I think when they saw, maybe the one who wants to be there saw my picture. Maybe, Ralph? Okay, so we'd like to talk about, I think it says, let me see, Chanukah. Okay, we have to talk about something about Chanukah. You know, in the Paskim, they bring down a very interesting remez, a remez from the Maril. Now, when I say it's from the Maril was a Rishon. We're not talking about Ramozim here from later, maybe Hasidish Rebbes, whatever. We're talking about Maril, was a Rishon, and he said the following. We all know it says in Parshas Vayetze, the story goes that Yaakov Avinu with the Sarah Shel Esav, and he got out the better with the war with the Sarah Shel Esav, with the fight with the Sarah Shel Esav, but he still got a little bit of damage. He was limping. And the Pasuk says, and he was fine after that. Shemesh was merape. So the Maril says, Vayizrach loy Hashemesh is a remez to the Lamed Vov Neiros of Chanukah. Loi, Vayizrach Loi. Loi is Lamed Vov Neiros of Chanukah. And Hashemesh is like Hashamosh. Because besides the 36 candles, you know, in prices, candles, there's 44 candles that you can get from in the packet. Yeah. That's what it used to be anyway. When I was young, 44. It's 36 and 8, so the 36 candles of Chanukah, and then Mahadrin min Mahadrin, of course, yeah? Mahadrin min Mahadrin is 36 candles, and then the 8 Shemoshes of Vayezrach Lo Yashemesh. Now, it's, what has that got to do with Chanukah? I mean, if the Maril says it, and it's quoted in the Poskim, actually, there must have been some connection to the fight that Yaakov had with the Sarah Shel Esav. And what kind of remez did he find? Now, besides that, there's more. There's more. There's another Rishon, and this is a Rishon again, Shilte HaGiboyrim. Shilte HaGiboyrim is at the back of the Gemara. You find it at the side of the Rif. You find it also on the Modcha, which is all Rishonim. And the Shilte HaGiboyrim says the following. We learned yesterday, Parshas Miketz, and most years, very much most years, Miketz is a parasha Shabbos Chanukah. Certainly, the Sefer of Miketz falls with Chanukah, but the Shabbos Miketz, 99%. It does happen, though. You know, somebody asked me yesterday, when do we learn the Haftorah of Parshas Miketz? Yeah, is it, we remember, I think. Yeah, us old people just remember. Some years ago, it was Miketz, which wasn't Shabbos Chanukah. Always, huh? Remember, Shimon? Yeah. It's not always Shabbos Chanukah, but nearly always. So the Modcha says, plenty of Ramosim in the Sforim about words in the center which have to do with Chanukah, but the Shilte HaGiboyrim again is a Rishon. He writes the following. I'll read you his words. Va'ani Yomtev, his name was Yomtev. Ani Yomtev HaKosev, the writer, the author, Kibalti Simon b'Parshas Miketz. I was makabel a Simon in Parshas Miketz. Utvoyach Tevach v'Hochein. You know, this is talking about Yosef, when he prepared a suda, a meal for his brothers before he, obviously we haven't got there yet, but before he made himself known to his brothers, so he prepared them. He prepared them a meal, Tvayach Tevach V'Ochen, and he says like this. Tvayach Tevach means shechted it, V'Ochen, and prepared it. And the Shiltan Giborim says, if you take the ches of Tevach and V'Ochen, what might that make in jumbled up letters? Chanukah. Makes Chanukah. Yeah? The ches of Tevach, Tevach, and then V'Ochen, together makes Chanukah. And besides that, he says, Tevoyach Tevach is Gematria 44. Count it up, Tevoyach Tevach is Gematria 44, which is the amount of Neris, that's with the Shabbos, yeah? The amount of Neris that you have on Chanukah, the 36 plus 8 is 44. So, what's Midrash Pliya here? Suddenly, so I know the Kate's Shabbos, Chanukah is very nice. They will say the Chimesh is Eretz Mitzrayim, Yosef said, Chimesh is Chodesh, Mile, Shabbos, which is the three Gzeres that they made, and others, that's probably the Vov of Chimesh, V'Oid, yeah? But Mile, Chodesh, and Shabbos are the three. So, the what did the Shiltei Gibbon want here? So we have two problems, yeah? We have number one, the Vayizrach Le'Hashemesh, the Maril. Second, we have the Utoyach, Tevach, V'Hochein, of the Shiltei Gibbon.
I've heard Utvoyach is 25 as well. It's written Hosea.
It's written Hosea.
Utvoyach is 25.
6 or 9 is 15. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Yeah. Okay. Helps.
You're a Rishon?
What is it? He's a Rishon? Yeah, he's a Rishon. Definitely. Definitely. It's called Yaakov. Okay, so that's two questions. Now, I'll throw in a third one, which is maybe not Russian, but from the Kadmonim already, the Shloh HaKodesh. Shloh HaKodesh, Shloh HaKodesh, there's something very interesting. Again, not in Parashas Miketz, but to do exactly with the story of Yaakov and the Sarish of Esav with the Malach that he fought with. The Shlom says, Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Kaf Yerech Yaakov was his thigh. Kaf Yerech Yaakov. And he made him lame, for the moment anyway. He was limping. Tzalei al Yerechoi. That was Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Vayak ki lo yocholoi vayiga b'kaf Yerech. Okay. So says the Shlom, and I'll just say it in short. The Shulchan Kodesh says, the word kaf is made up of two letters, a kaf and a pei. It says, the kaf, you have in the Yiddish alphabet, you have the regular kaf and the end of kaf. You have a pei, regular pei, and the end of pei. Now, the kaf, the regular kaf, is more closed than the final kaf, because the final kaf is just two, one and one, going at right angles to it. That's the regular. That the while the other one is three sides, more closed. With the pay as well, you have the regular pay is called stuma, which is closed, and the other one is called the pay pesucha, which is open. So the Shlom HaKodesh says, very interesting, says in the time of the Yevonim Hanukkah, we're talking now not about the Yevonim, but we're talking about people in Klal Yisrael who were not acting in the right way. He says, you find in the Midrashim that there were two things wrong with them. One was, they were Malshinim. Malshinim is they were talking Lashon Haras, they were talking bad about others. And besides that, they were kamtsonim. Kamtsonim means they didn't give, they were tight-fisted, they were not giving enough tzedakah. They were not helping one another, which is all problems in Ben Adam L'Chaverov, obviously. It says, after the Chashmonoim, were menatzeach, and they defeated the Yehonim, and they made Klal Yisrael do tshuva. He says at that time when they did tshuva, they were makabel on themselves. Taka, they wiped out those who were the Malshinim, and they wiped them out, and they were makabel on themselves to keep Taka Hilchas Lashon Hara properly, and also to give tzedakah. And you may know, you've probably noticed, even if you may not know from the halacha, but it does say in the Magen Avraham that Chanukah is an ideal time for collecting tzedakah. I'm sure you all noticed, really. Yeah? Many schools have, and many moisters have made use of that halacha and have sent all the kids around collecting, especially because it's Chanukah, and Chanukah is a time when one does. So Shlomo HaKodesh says, take the word kaf. The word kaf is, which is Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, that was affected, the Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Kaf is a Kaf Sotumo, which is a symbol. Kaf is the palm of the hand. Kaf Stumo means it's closed, yeah? Tight fisted, yeah? The Pei was a Pei Pesucho, an open Pei, which means their mouths were open mouths, they were Malshinim. He says, what happened was, it changed over and they had a nest with a pach shemen. Oh. The pach is the opposite of the kaf. The pach is a pair satumo. They close their mouths. And the chof is now a chof open palm, which means they were giving stocker. So the kaf, and he says, we specially line every day on Chanukah, kaf achas asoro zohav mnei ketoros. Why? Because Ketores is what's Mechaper on Lashon Hara, and that was the tikkun for the Kaf, Achas Asar Zobne Ketores, Yobedov Hashoy, and as we know, the Magen Avraham says it's time to give tzedakah. So you've got the Ketores, which was Mechaper on the Lashon Hara, to make the pear psucha into a pear satsuma, and the Kaf from a Kaf stuma into a Kaf psucha. So says the Shlomo HaKodesh. This is all part of the Shlomo HaKodesh. Now again, we're talking about Chanukah in this story of Yaakov and the Sarish of Esav, which was Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, turned Kaf from Pach. Again, the question is, what does it have to do with it? And more than that, you know that Yaakov went back, it says, just before he had this fight with the Sarish of Esav, because that's why he was on his own, is he went back for the Pachim Ketanim. That's what he went back for. He went back for the Pachim Ketanim, and the Svarim already write that this Pachim Ketanim is something to do with the future of the Chanukah. Whether it was the same oil or not the same oil, there is a little bit of a source, but I don't want to mention it because I'm not sure how reliable it is. But there is sources that say that the Pachim Ketanim and the oil of that Pachim Ketanim has to do with the oil of Chanukah. So the question is, okay, what does this all mean? So I want to tell you something very interesting. There is, in the Sefer Binyan Shlomo, which is Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mevilna, you find his agos actually at the back of the Gemara, in many Mesechtas it's called Cheshek Shlomo, it was Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mevilna, the Binyan Shlomo, in his Akhtoma to his Shalas HaTshuvas Binyan Shlomo, he says the following Chiddush. This is a Chiddush which is quite unbelievable. What happened in the Torah after this story of Hutzelea al Yerechai, of Yaakov, and Vayizach Lehashemesh? A new mitzvah emerged from that story. A mitzvah which is allowed in the Torah. Al Kain, Lo Yerechnu, Bnei Yisrael Eskidanoshe. Klal Yisrael then got a mitzvah, a chiv, you're not allowed to eat Gidanoshe. Al Kain, Lo Yerechnu, Bnei Yisrael Eskidanoshe, Ad Hayom Hazeh. What's the chiddush of the Binyan Shlomo? There's a Binyan Shlomo. Ladatoi, he says, this issa of eating the Gidanosha, which is a lav in the Torah, is only going to exist until the time of Mashiach. Once Mashiach comes, there's not going to be an issa anymore of eating the Gidanosha. Gidanosha is going to be permissible. It's not going to be also. It's also now. Al kein lo yochi. You're going to ask me. Ani mamin b'muna shleimo shezois ha-toyra loisehei mechulefes v'loisehei toyra acheres meis ha-boiris v'och shmoi. We mamin b'muna shleimo, there's not going to be another Torah, and the Torah is not going to change. Yom Mashiach is going to be exactly the same. So how can that be possible? It's in the pasuk. It's Merovitz. Al kein lo yoichul bnei Yisrael gedarsha ad hayoyim hazeh. Don't find it anywhere in the Torah. The Torah should have written ad hayoyim hazeh. So the Bishop says the Torah is specifying and saying ad hayoyim hazeh. As long as we are before the zman la Mashiach, which is hayoyim hazeh, then there's an issur gedarsha. But after the time of Mashiach, there won't be any more the issur of gedarsha. That's what the Chiddush of the Mishnah. I must tell you straight away that the Stechemed is Choylik. He disagrees. Yeah, he disagrees with the Mishnah. They wrote to each other. They were Sindor. They wrote to each other. And he disagrees. He says, others also disagree. But that is the Chiddush of the Binyan Shlomo. And I want to explain. The Binyan Shlomo himself does a little bit, but with a bit of extra explanation, sugar and spice. Yeah? I want to explain what the pshat is in the Binyan Shlomo and what exactly he means. If you look at the chinuch on the mitzvah or the issa of eating gidah noshe, now the chinuch, as you know, in many mitzvahs, all mitzvahs even, he says mishroshei ha-mitzvah. Shroshei ha-mitzvah is explaining what's behind and what the reasoning is of the mitzvah. And when he talks about gidah noshe, he says the following. He says, Mishroshei ha-mitzvah, I'm reading a few lines, Kedei shetia remez liYisrael, Klal Yisrael should always remember, She'afal pishe yispulu tzorois rabois begolus, even though they'll suffer tremendous tzoros, miyad ha'amim from the nations, miyad b'nei Esav, yiyu betuchim shelo ye'avdu, they should always be Batuach, they should have bitochen, that shalai avdu, they won't be wiped out. Elo la'olam yamid zara mushmam, v'yovo lehem goyel, v'yigolem miyad tzor. Why is that to do with the Gidah Noshe? Because, in exactly the same way, this was what the Ramban calls Maasei Ovois Simen Lebonim. Maasei Ovois Simen Lebonim is what happened to the others was things which would in future happen maybe in a larger oifen and a bigger oifen to Klal Yisrael. So this story with Yaakov and Sarish and Esav was a story where he was in a melchoma. At that point, Yaakov was in Taurus. And not only that, he actually affected some damage to Yaakov by Vateika Kaf Yerech Yaakov Behe'ofka Imoi. But what happened? He was in a Torah for a bit. Vayezrach le'ashemesh. There was light at the end of the tunnel. Vayezrach le'ashemesh. And vayovo Yaakov sholim. Yaakov became sholim. This is a remez for doire doire, says the chinuch, that you should remember that when you refrain from eating the gidah noshe. You should know refraining from eating the gidah noshe is to tell you and remind you that even if there's dark times, chas v'sholem, in Klal Yisrael, these dark times will always have a light at the end of the tunnel, and at the end, like Yaakov was Vayizrach le'Hashemesh, like Yaakov was Vayovo Yaakov Sholem, that will be the end. That will be the end. That is what the Chinuch says. And with the Ramban on top of it, the Master of a Siman Lebonim, this was something which is a Siman for Doris. You know, the Zohar HaKodesh says, we have 365 lavin in the Torah. 365 restrictions which you mustn't do. And the Zohar HaKodesh says, each one is keneged one day of the year. There's 365 days in a year. Even if you'll tell me a Jewish calendar has 354 days, but we're mashlim it in the Ibur Yor, so it net becomes the 365 lavin for 365 days. And the Zohar HaKodesh says, do you know what Gidah Noshe? It's the day which is parallel to the Lav, or which is Keneged. The Lav of Gidah Noshe is Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the day which is Gidah Noshe. Gidah Noshe is Tisha B'Av. That's Zohar HaKodesh is Mufurish. That is the day which is Gidah Noshe. And he says, if somebody eats on Tisha B'Av, it's as if he's eaten from the Gidah Noshe. The Zohar says that. As if he's eaten from the Gidah Noshe. And he says, a remez, the Zohar says, S is Tisha Av. Yeah? Backwards. Tisha Av. That's what the Zayah HaKodesh says, Keneged Tisha Av. Okay. It's Kidan Hashem. The Sifsei Kohen, which called always the Shach HaLatoyer, it's not the Shach that we know in the Shulchan Aruch, it's the Talmud of an Arizal, which is also from the earlier Mukobolim. Sifsei Kohen HaLatoyer says, brings the Zayah, and he says more than that, he says, Gid represents the other three Tanesim. Gimel Tishri is for the Gimel. Yud Teves is for the Yud. And take the total of Gid is Yud Zayin, which is Yud Zayin Tammuz. Those are the other Tanesim besides Tisha B'Av, which are then for the Chorban. So Al-Kain Lo Yechlu B'nei Yisrael S is Tisha B'Av, and Gid is the other three Tanesim, which are there for the Chorban B'Av Mikdash, and all represented by the Issa of Gid Anoshe. I think with the Chinuch, we can understand it very well, because the whole Sholish of the Issa of eating Gid Anoshe is because we have to remember that even when there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash, there was another Churban Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael were down in the dumps, Aval Pikein, we have to remember there's always a Vayizrach Le'Hashemesh, and this Vayizrach Le'Hashemesh is always the light at the end of the tunnel. Now I think we can understand very well what the Binyan Shlomo is saying. As the Binyan Shlomo, it's all needed, this reminder to us, that there's a Vayizach Le'Hashemesh. Before we've reached Vayizach Le'Hashemesh, we need a reminder that there is a Vayizach Le'Hashemesh to happen, and it's to be mechazakas, that even in dark times, we have to know there's a Vayizach Le'Hashemesh, which is the eventual light at the end of the tunnel. That's till Mashiach. Once we're in the time of Mashiach, it's all light. There's no dark at all. It's all light. And that's how we all need the Issa of Gid Anoshe to remind us of that. Therefore, the Binyan Shlomo says, Al-Kein La-Yoichel Ve'Issos Gid Anoshe Ad Hayom Hazeh, only until the time of when Mashiach comes. Once it's Mashiach time, you don't need any more that Issa of eating Gid Anoshe, because we don't need this reminder. That's the pshat in the Binyan Shlomo. Hanukkah, we all know the story, is Golus Yovan. It was Golus Yovan, that was Golus Yovan, even though there was a Beis HaMikdash at that time, but during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that was called Golus Yovan. And it says in the Medrash that the Ribbono Shel Olam created Ayikra Lekim La'or Yoim V'Lachoyshech Koro Loilo. The Medrash says, Choshech Zu Yovan. Yovan are called Choshech, the Golos Yovan is called Choshech, Shehechshichu Einayim Shel Yisrael B'Gzeirosam. They darkened the lives of Klal Yisrael, or the eyes of Klal Yisrael, with their Gzeiros. We know that Gzeiros was Mila, Chodesh, and Shabbos, and they did whatever they could to try and be Oiker, to try and uproot Chas V'Shalom, the Shem Hashem from Klal Yisrael, because even these three, which stand out more than others, the Mila, Chodesh, and Shabbos, was all to take away the Ashros HaShechina that's supposed to exist by Klal Yisrael, because they didn't believe in their Chochmas Yevonis. They thought that they were the supreme in all the nations in Chochmah. They thought they were the greatest, and they saw and they knew that the Chochmas HaTorah was greater than them. And that is what they tried to be oiker from Klal Yisrael. Anywhere where there was Shem Hashem, it all comes from the brocha that Noach gave, because he says, Yafta Lekim Yefes, after the story where Shem and Yefes covered Noach, so after that it says he gave a brocha to Yefes, which is the ancestor of Yovan. It says before in the Torah that Yovan came from Yefes. Yafta Lekim Yefes, but V'yishkoin, the Shechina will rest for Orlei Shem, only in Orlei Shem, which is clearly so. Yovan won't have Ashros HaShechina. And they knew that there was that difference between them, and that is what they tried to uproot from Klal Yisrael. That's Hechshichu Einayim Shel Yisrael. The Yeshua that happened, which was, as we know, Nisim, Nisim, was just not just the Nisim of the Menorah, but it was Nisim of the Ruchama as well, which is Rabin Biatnatim Tenat, which we say in Ala Nisim, Tenem Biatoim, Shom Biatzadikim, those Nisim, that was the Vayizrach Le Hashemesh. That means they came from down in the dumps, Mamish, from Choshech Afeiro, they came to an Oir Gogol, which happened after the Nisim of the Bnei Hashmonoi. That was the Yeshua, and that is the Vayizrach Le Hashemesh. So, the Emma says that this actual Maisa of Yaakov with the Sarish of Esav was representing the future story of any time when Klal Yisrael would go through Choshech and then from Choshech into Oir Me'afeiro La'Oir Gadol. So it was representing the story of Hanukkah. So Memela, the Maril says, Vayizrach Lo Yashemesh, Vayizrach Lo Yashemesh, that is Hanukkah. Not Vayizrach Lo Yashemesh, Tamapsa Remez. It's Vayizrach Lo Yashemesh, because that is exactly what happened with Hanukkah. That was after the Choshech that was happening in the Golus Yavon, there was a Vayizrach Lo Yashemesh to make the Oir Gadol. And Memela, we understand the Remez of Lamed Vav Neris and the Shamash being in the Vayizrach Lo Yashemesh. Let's go now to Tvoyach Tevach V'Hochin. Tvoyach Tevach V'Hochin. I mean, Kaf, we understand as well, obviously, the Shloh. He says Kaf turned into Pach, changed round because of what the Nes of Chanukah. It's all part of the story of the Vayizrach Le Hashemesh. Utvoyach Tevach V'Hochin. You know, if you take a Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadik Aleph from the base, I find something very interesting. The Gemara darshens on Utvayach Tevach V'Hochem, Yosef showed his brothers. He showed his brothers that he did Shechita. That's Utvayach Tevach. And V'Hochem, the Gemara says, he showed them that he removed the Gitanoshe. That is what V'Hochem is. He showed them that he removed the Gitanoshe. That was V'Hochem. So, see what's happening over here. Yosef and his brothers were Be'emes also in a similar matzav. Yosef himself had been in Choshech Afeilo, and he went out La'or Gadol one day to the next, or one second to the next. He suddenly became the second in command of the whole of Mitzrayim. Yosef was being meramas to his brothers. His brothers at that time were also in Choshech Afeilo. They were in Choshech Afeilo. He was meramas to them. It's only a remez. It's only a hint that you should know there's an Issa of Gidanosha. Utvoyach Tevach V'Hochem is the Issa of Gidanosha. The Issa of Gidanosha is, as the Chinuch says, to represent and remind us that there is that Nekuda of going out of the Choshech into the Oir. And that was the Utvoyach Tevach V'Hochem. So the Shilta Gibborim is gewaltig. He says, this V'Hochem, which Chazal tell us was Yosef showing his brothers that he had taken the Gidanosha out, that's the Remes for Hanukkah. This is exactly the same as the Yesod of Hanukkah of the Vayizrach Le Hashemesh. That's why the Shilta Giborim says this Remes. I'd say, interesting Zach, you know, there's a lot of diukim in the Nusach that we say in Al Anisim. I'm telling you in the Poshe Pshat, what it means Kayyam Azeh. When you say Na'al Anissim, you say Na'al Anissim, Shosisar Aviseinu, Bayomi Mohem Batzman Azeh, you say it was Bayomi Mohem, the same Tkufa, the same time of the year, that's Batzman Azeh. But Furkon, Kahayem Azeh, what is there Kahayem Azeh, which is Furkon? I think maybe the Remez, it's referring to this Yom Hazeh, which came the Yoichul Bnei Yisrael Skita Noshe Ad Hayom Hazeh. So it says, "O Siso Chur B'Delo Ufulkon," like the Kayom Hazeh, which says, "Ba'al Kain Lo Yoichul Bnei Yisrael Skita Noshe." The Kayom Hazeh is that Yom Hazeh, which tells us that it's only an Issa Bisman Golus, but that in time of Mashiach it won't be an Issa, to remind Klal Yisrael that every dark Tkufa has a Vayizrach Le Hashemesh at the end of it. And yet, Hashem, we should be Zoicha to go out of this golus and the mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeichet to vayisach v'yashemesh, and there should be no, according to the binyan shleimer, issa anymore of eating the gidah mashu.